Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
My name is Emily Wudamara, and I am a proud Filipina Visayan woman and Wanadaliokwa woman from Groote Eylandt and Northern Territory, and I am so proud to be representing both these cultures in the music industry and in this space.
Ang tinig ng Aboriginal Australian Filipino musician na si Emily Wudamara, na lubos na ipinagmamalaki ang kanyang pinagmulang kultura na malaki ang bahagi sa kanyang buong pagkatao at maging sa kanyang musika.
Adore Me was written last year, and I found a book, a songwriting book of mine when I was in high school, and I was looking through it and I found these lyrics that said, "You can walk away and tell me that you're sorry, you know, tell me you adore me." And so I took those lyrics, and the song pretty much stemmed around that. And it's about how people, like when you show up in relationships and how you treat yourself, how you treat your other half, and, you know, what your worth is in a relationship, and how you should move through that. And I think having people reciprocate that energy to you is really important, especially when it comes to love, especially when it comes to connections and friendships or whatever they may be. But it's just really important to feel the way that you deserve to feel and be treated the way you deserve to be treated, and what you're worth. And that's what Adore Me is about.
Ibinahagi ng Wanadaliokwa at Filipino Visayan woman mula Groote Eylandt kung ano ang kwento sa kanyang pinakahuling single na Adore Me. Mula sa isang linya ng mga kataga na kanyang isinulat noong siya'y 15 taong gulang lamang, nabuo ang isang awitin na tumatalakay sa iba't ibang anyo ng pag-ibig, kabilang ang romantikong pag-ibig, pagmamahal sa sarili, at pangkalatang pag-ibig na may nakapailalim na lalim ng emosyon. Bukod sa pagkanta, tumutugtog din ng instrumento si Emily, gaya ng piano, gitara, ukulele, at iba pa. At teenager pa lamang ito nang magsimulang sumulat ng sarili niyang kanta.
Can you take us into your songwriting process? Is it just on one sitting, or does it take longer for you to write a song?
I think it depends how much feeling I have around a particular subject. For example, say if I'm writing a song about environment, I'd want to get in that headspace, and I'd want to get into that mood or into those moments, or I might have seen something that inspired a lyric, or and then it just kind of builds off from there. I'm usually a one take artist, so I try not to put too much pressure on myself when it comes to songwriting. I sing what I feel, even if it sounds silly, even if it doesn't make sense. I think that's the next step above being brave, is being able to hone into that vulnerability without judgment, because I feel like, you know, as an artist, you know, you want to do things, or there's certain parts of the industry and things that you have to meet. And I feel like as long as you're showing up as yourself, then that's the most important thing. And so I approach that alongside with my songwriting, and just try to show up as myself 100% that I can be. And so I'll just press record sometimes and then just drum away on the guitar and see what comes out and feel what comes out. And it feels good, I keep going and I start working on the song. And if it doesn't, I'll put that to the side, because I never try to give up on something, because it can go somewhere. I believe everything can go somewhere and has a direction. There's a reason why you're saying it, even if it's for yourself. And I think probably about 50% of the songs that I've written won't ever be heard by anyone except myself.
But it can always improve, or you can always go back to them, isn't it?
Oh, certainly. You can definitely look at them for inspiration in the next project. And you can also zone in and, you know, maybe reuse a lyric from that song that you're not going to be showing to anyone, and just put it in for, I mean, there's no rule book around it. It's whatever you feel like. And I feel like it has to be you. As long as it's you, that's the most important thing.
What's an important message that you want to impart to our listeners when you write a song, or in general, in you writing your songs?
Never be afraid to stray off the path. Never be afraid to be different. Never be afraid to be weird. And never be afraid to be you. Because from what I've learned and from my experiences so far in this space and in this industry, or just in life in general, the right people will be around you for you. And that's more, I feel like that's just so much better because then you don't have to put a mask on, you don't have to hide, you don't have to move through this space and feel uncomfortable. You can be you. And I think we need more of that. It's especially right now, we need people's magic and wisdom and uniqueness in this space to really rattle up the systems and everything that's happening throughout the world, throughout the self. And so that would probably be it. Never stop being you.
So authenticity is very important for you.
Oh, it's most certainly. You know, I've lived a career and a life where people, I feel like, as a person showing up, you feel like you have to change because society's expectations. But then I've come to realize and understand that I've created and I have created a village of my own and my own community that is a reflection of who I am as a person. And I'd rather live in that society than the one that is trying to mold me to be something that I'm not.
Nitong nagdaang Oktubre, sinimula ng proud Aboriginal Australian singer-songwriter ang kanyang Adore Me Australian Tour, kung saan nagtanghal ito sa ilang pangunahing siyudad ng Australia, kasama ang Sydney, Brisbane, Adelaide, Melbourne at Darwin.
I'm really excited to kick off the tour around the country because I'll be touring with my band. And so we'll be doing songs off of my latest album, Nara, and also Adore Me, the single. So we kick off on Sunday, the 19th of October in Sydney at Mary's Underground. And then we'll be finishing off in Darwin on Larrakia Country at Maybury. And that'll be on the 22nd of November. So I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to end the year. We want to end the year with a bang, and hopefully everyone can come out and celebrate the massive year we've had and to celebrate all the beautiful people that have been involved in this.
I know you've been awarded twice, two times during the National Indigenous Music Awards just recently, Artist of the Year and Film Clip of the Year. What does it mean for you to have received these two awards? Not just one, but two.
Oh, it's insane. You know, we worked very hard on this campaign. We've 5 years, this album was in the making. And so I think taking our time really plays a big part in that. And I'm just so grateful that my community is also being seen in this way as well. And the people I've collaborated with are being seen because to be seen is to be heard. And the representation up on that stage, being able to represent my communities, it's huge for me. It's a big nod that we're going in the right direction.
And not just locally, but internationally as well. You've been recognized and named number 58 in the Rolling Stones Best So-Called Australian Albums of the 2020s. Nara, can you tell us about this and how amazing is that?
Look, I'm very shocked. I was very, very shook. You know, there are a lot of artists with albums that I respect, and to be on that list amongst them is such an honor. And to be recognized by Rolling Stone too, like that's pretty cool. You know, I've grew up Rolling Stones, watching them and the magazine and everything that they've done. So to be a highlight in that, it's just yeah, unbelievable sometimes the things that's happened. I kind of look at it and go, right. And all you wanted to do was just make music.
Sing and sing.
Pretty much.
Aside from taking your songs locally across Australia, where else do you want to take your songs?
I really want to tour like Asia, like Philippines. I want to go over to Philippines and, you know, do more projects out there. I would also love to go to Canada. I recently came back from touring Canada and I had such a wonderful time. Everyone was so deadly and everyone was so lovely. And we just had such a great experience over there and Canadians, yeah, they love music, you know. So I definitely want to go over there and tour more. So hopefully we can make that happen.
Bukod sa madala ang kanyang musika sa Asia, partikular sa Pilipinas at makabalik sa Canada, isang dream project para kay Emily ang mapagsama sa isang proyekto ang mga taong malapit sa kanya sa musika.
I think for me is a dream project, which would just be to get everyone I love who is in music, everyone who I want to work with and work with them and collaborate with them. And who knows, like we might make some mini music videos, some mini movies along the way. I don't know, but I'm just really excited and so grateful to be able to be a part of this and be doing what I love and being creative. And, you know, thanks everyone for being a part of it. And thank you so much for supporting this.
Is there any collaboration with any other Filipino or any Australians with Filipino background or any Australian artists, really?
Yeah, look, I feel like, you know, Grant Perez is one artist that I would really, really, really love to collaborate with. I met them a couple months ago at our publishing company meetup, meet and greet thing, and we assigned to the same publisher. So who knows, that could possibly be something that's happening.
We'll wait for that.
Beautiful.
Any message that you would want to share with our listeners, and especially for those who are starting with their musical journey, trying to come out from that space where they think they're vulnerable and even challenging for them to bring out themselves to the public?
Yeah, look, I think if you were starting music, or if you're wanting to expand in your musical adventure, I'd say don't be afraid. Like, again, don't be afraid of what people are going to say or what people think of you, because you're not going to be everyone's cup of tea. It's the reality of life. Not everyone is going to like your music, but there are going to be people out there who listen to your music, and it will save their lives. It will help them through whatever they're going through, and to be able to exist as a symbol of light, as a symbol of courage, as a symbol of hope for someone is the most magical thing that's ever going to happen to you, and that will happen to you. I'm sure you'll have many magical moments, but you're there helping someone. Your music is helping someone go through what they need to go through, and you should be so, so proud of yourself. And please don't ever give up, because you're somebody's light.
Message to your followers and for those looking forward to more music from you.
I think if you'd like to check out my music, you can head over to, you know, YouTube. I have some amazing film clips up there that coincide with the songs on my album Nara. And you can also check out my children's lullaby that I have released called Eira Emeba. And my last album, Milyakbara, which is a dedication to my home and to my country. You can all check that out on all streaming services available. And if you'd like to support more, I have a newsletter that you can check out via my Instagram page on the socials, or wherever you find me, I'll be there.
Before we go, can you please share with us 3 less known facts about you?
3 less known facts about me. Well, I love scrapbooking and making collages. I'm a bit of an artsy gal. I love fishing. I love going out fishing, but I will not unhook the fish. I won't touch and unhook the fish. So I've got to have a fishing buddy. The third thing is what's another thing that's really weird? There's so many weird things about me. That's another fun fact about me is I love playing video games. I'm obsessed with like Age of the Empires, Bratz. Sometimes I'll play Magic the Gathering, which is a card game, and probably considered a bit nerdy, but I don't know. I also love chemistry. Yes,
nice.
I love chemistry.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Emily Waramara, and all the best with your tour and making music.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you so much, Adeline, for having me on the show. It's been really beautiful to yarn with you. Salamat po.
Yes. Thank you so much. Maraming salamat, Emily. All the best to you.
Thank you.
Yan ang kwento at musika ni Emily Waramara. isang proud Aboriginal Australian at Filipino Visayan woman. Annalyn Villata para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.